السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. A very warm welcome to the Olive Express, exclusive to Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We're broadcasting live from Madrasa Isha'atuddin out in Panorama, Cape Town. And it is a beautiful evening and a beautiful day indeed it was. And Alhamdulillah, finally after a long week, Alhamdulillah, we see the beautiful day of Jumu'ah. It is undoubtedly the best day on which the sun has risen. And of course, we have our learners from Madrasa Isha'atuddin. This evening, we've sifted out the smallies. Well, the smallies. And we've got smallies with us. All right? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Let's start off first. That who can tell me what are the sunnats to do on the day of Jumu'ah? One at a time.
The men must wear itar.
Men must wear itar. What else? Boys, come on. Clip your nails, correct. Abdurrahman. Must make ghusl.
You must wear white clothing.
Must wear white clothing. What else?
Read salah at the mosque.
Read salah. Well, you have to read salah every salah at the masjid. What else on sunnah?
Make miswak.
Use the miswak, correct. What else? What else? I'll give you a clue. Something you need to put in your hair.
Put oil in your hair.
What else? Not gel. Not styling gel that makes your hair look like what?
A statue.
Statue? What else does it? You know when they spike the hair up like that there and you look like a punk?
Oh, yeah.
That is not what we're talking about. You put oil in your hair. What kind of oil? Cooking oil. Mm-hmm. Then?
Hair oil.
Hair oil. What kind of hair oil do you get? You don't know because you've never put oil in your hair, is it?
I have
hair
oil in my hair.
Huh?
I have
what if it's cooking oil? Excella.
It's
sun foil. Pan oil. Olive oil. You can put olive oil in your hair. But not the cooking olive oil. You get specific olive oil for your hair, which is good. And it's nutritious for your hair. Ji.
Read
Suratul Kahf. What else? Surah Jumu'ah. Yes. What else? What did we leave out? Did we leave out anything? I don't think we left out anything. Are you allowed to talk during the khutbah?
No.
No. Are you allowed to play with your phone?
No.
Are you allowed to play with your toes?
No.
Are you allowed to play with your ears? No. Are you allowed to pick your nose?
No.
So we have to come early to the masjid and behave, right? That is on the day of Jumu'ah. And all other salahs, we must try and read where? For men. And girlies, where will you all read salah?
At home.
At home. Not in the masjid, okay? Read salah at home. Okay. And today we're going to have a special little program. I want to get into your people's minds. Right. I'm going to crack it open like this here. Look at your brains. Maybe take them out and put them on a frying pan for a few minutes. And I want to see what's inside those brains. Do you think I can do that? I can. And I'll show you how I do it. So, I want to know what you all think about and what goes through your minds. Right? What troubles your minds and what things you think about. Because it's important for us as parents, as your Maulana, as your parents, as your teachers, to know what do you all think about during your free time. So we're going to have a few minutes open Q&A session.
What do
Questions and answers. Normally, I'm asking the questions and y'all are answering the questions, isn't it? Today, y'all are going to ask me the questions and I will try to answer it.
I understand.
Any question, whatever's on your mind. Islamic question. Any question. Normally, we say ladies first, but today we're going to start with the boys first.
Boys never want to be first. That's why they say ladies first.
Yeah, that is a problem. Is it not, sir? It's not a problem. You got a question for me, that means. Okay, Sahal, what's your question? What's my favorite?
Car.
My favorite car is a Datsun.
A what now?
Do you even know what that is?
No, okay. I don't know.
My favorite car, actually, when I was small, my father did have a Datsun.
What's a Datsun?
Car. You've never seen it, trust me. No, you've never seen it. None of you here have seen the old Datsuns.
The long one with the mirrors on the hood.
Okay, I can't remember whether the mirrors were on the hood or whatever. But it's a very olden day car.
I have a question. What's your favorite color?
Okay, let's not concentrate on what's my favorite things. I want you all to ask questions in your minds. What do you people think about during the day that makes you think, I need to ask my friend about this year, or I need to ask the teacher about this year, or I need to ask the Maulana about this.
Why do you wear glasses?
Okay. Let's forget about me. No more questions about me. I wear glasses, I wear a watch. What else do you all need to know about me? I wear kurta. Most of the time I wear white. Right, I wear a topi, right? I've got a beard, right? I don't keep a moustache. And I'm losing all my hair because of the worries that you all give me. Anything else you want to know about me? Finished, right? Maulana's stories are finished. I want to know what's in your minds. What you all have to face. Abdurrahman! Right, Abdurrahman is a fresh mind in the madrasa. 5 weeks now?
Yeah.
5 weeks, mashallah. What questions come in your mind sometimes? How do I kill my sisters? Why do they trouble me so much? This cat that is home, I want to just throttle it. Huh? Does that go in your mind? Speak the truth, shame the devil. You want to kill the cat? La hawla wa la quwwata. The cat or your sisters? Both. You sure? Otherwise, I have to phone your father now and just tell him, put security there by your sisters. Who feels that they want to just kill their siblings? Okay, at least one is honest. Come on, be honest. You don't feel like you just want to, okay, maybe not kill them. You want to thrash them. Now all the hands are up. That's what I meant by killing. You such a... I was just about to say, Liana such a good girl. And then she... Did you raise your hands because everyone else raised their hands? Or do you really want to thrash your sisters?
It depends.
It depends.
If they're in a good mood or a bad mood.
Okay, so which of your sisters trouble you the most? The baby?
Smallest.
But she's a baby.
But she's so annoying.
What do you mean she's annoying? How old is she? 3 years old. How can a 3 year old be annoying?
She's really annoying.
What does she do?
She screams. She hits us. She pulls us. She pulls our hair. She won't share anything with us.
So, when y'all were 2 and 3 years old, y'all, most of you were the same?
No, I wasn't the same.
You don't remember?
No.
I wasn't the same.
Oh, you. You, I can say you were the same. You still the same. Your brother is so big, you still want to thrash him. You still do. Abdul Rahman, who you fight with, your brothers or your sisters? Both. You the boxer of the family. Why do you all feel like you need to thrash your sisters? Because one, okay, she said they're annoying. What do you say? Why? Ahmed is like 10 years older than you. Huh?
Seven.
He's almost 10, right? Do you know what he'll do to you? He just needs to sit on you and you finish. He's big. It doesn't matter if he's heavy. If he just sits on you, what are you going to do? Huh? No, if he puts your hands like this here, right, and he sits on you, what are you going to do? Mommy! Mommy! Ahmed's sitting on me. He thinks I'm the toilet.
He doesn't care. If it's a fight, then my dad just says it's between us two.
Really? It's a very unfair fight, isn't it? No. He lets you give a few also. Oh, who scratches? Humaira scratches like a cat. You scratch also. Sister scratch and bite you. No, just punch you. All right, let's find out. Why do you all fight in the house? I want you to be honest. Because you all don't want to ask the questions, so now I'm going to ask the questions. Why do you fight?
Because my sister is rude to me. And sometimes she slaps me for no reason.
And what do you, as a smaller sister, do to change that in your bigger sister? Abdurrahman, why do you fight with your siblings?
Because they irritate me.
They irritate you. Okay, fair enough. But what are you doing to change that? You see, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in baby language now, right, your people's language, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, were also irritating Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fighting with him, putting thorns in his way, hurting him. Did he go up and fight with them? Instead, what did he do? Showed them a lot of love, isn't it? And he won their hearts. Don't you think that you, as brothers and sisters in your own houses, if you just change your attitude towards your siblings, things will change? So the little one, right, what's her name?
Alina.
Alina, right. And you are Liana, and the other one is Alaya, right? So your people's names, first of all. They make me lose more hair, right? When you all have children, please name your children easy names, right? That's number one. Number two, if your little sister is throwing a tantrum and she's pulling your hair because you got a packet of chips, do you call it chips or crisp? Yeah?
Crisp.
You're a Joburger. That's why you'll call it crisp. What do you call it? Chips. What do you call it? Chips. What do you call it? But you're a Durbanite. You're supposed to be calling it chips. Chips, chips, chips. Crisp, crisp. And even crups. Crups. You hear the Joburg people, how they say. You want my crups, ne? You want to share my crups, ne? So that's how the Joburg people talk. But anyway, you're a Cape Townian. How come you say chips? Because your whole family says chips. Your whole family is Durban, so now you have to also follow that. Okay, do you say glass or tumbler?
What?
A glass, when you want a glass, you say glass or tumbler?
What's it?
Glass. And people from Durban, what do you say?
Glass.
What do you say? People from Durban say tumbler. And oral. Tumbler and oral, you know? Tumbler and oral. Anyway, okay, let's not continue on that. So when your baby sister, Alina, and you've got a packet of chips and she wants it, but you don't want to share with her. So now she starts throwing the tantrum, pulling your hair and scratching you and screaming. If you just have to give her a few chips, what will happen?
She'll take the whole thing and she won't let me have any.
Okay, even if she does that, what will happen to her? She'll calm down, isn't it?
Yeah.
problem solved. Isn't it? Isn't it? Problem solved. But we don't want to share, do we?
No.
Hmm? Why you don't want to share?
Well, if we share with her, she won't share with us.
That's fine, because she's a baby.
She's not a baby.
3 years old is a baby.
No, it's not.
Okay, it's not a it, it's a she. Do you call her it? No. Are you a it? She, nah, she's still a baby.
She's not a baby.
Hmm. Why do you fight with your siblings?
I have a lot of reasons.
What?
She's a little man.
Only she. You got brothers as well.
Yeah, them too. She's rude to me and my brothers.
So if she's rude to you, shouldn't you be kind to her?
Well, when I try to, she says, stop being so kind to me.
She says that.
Gee.
So you must carry on being kind.
Then,
have you heard the saying, kill them with kindness? Mm-mm. Anyone heard that saying before? Kill them with kindness. So you fight the battle, not with fists and swearing and shouting and screaming. You fight it with kindness. If, for instance, right, Ahmed comes and he hits you here on your leg, and then you go and give him a hug. Right? You go and give him a hug. I'm just giving you an example. And then he says, what are you doing? And he comes and hits you on the other leg. And then you go and give him a hug again. He's going to say, leave this guy alone. He's just going to give me hugs all the day. Isn't it? So who won the battle? You won the battle, isn't it? Okay. Abdurrahman, why do you fight with your siblings? Oh, you don't fight with them. They fight with you. Which one? Both. Okay, so why do you fight with them? How do they irritate you? What do they do?
Take my stuff, start like punching me.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting with me.
But you got such a muscular body, right? Even if I punch you, I will get hurt. Isn't it? Yeah, you can see it's growing muscles. Just look at it. If I have to punch you, I'm going to get hurt. Don't they get hurt when they punch you? Maybe they're not showing it.
They don't punch, they choke.
They?
They choke.
They choke you. And then what happens? Does it work? You choke them back? You choke your baby sister back?
Not my baby
sister. Okay. Sir, why are you shaking his hands? That's not a good thing. What does your brother do to you?
He'll just hit me for no reason. But we say eye for an eye, so if he hits me, I hit him back.
But that's what brothers do. You know, once, Humaira's appa, our appa, was telling me that the two brothers, Hanzala and Buraida, you all know them. They used to like to fight, like every sibling. They used to fight a lot. And she was telling me, you know, these two, they're just on each other's necks and they're fighting. And anyway, we were out of the country at the time. And we just finished breakfast and I went outside. And there was this white family that were there. And so the father was sitting and reading a book or playing with his phone or I don't know what he was doing. And there was a bigger brother and a smaller brother. So the bigger brother, for no reason, he just went and clapped him like that, knocked his head, his cap off his head. And then the smaller brother, eat my head. And the father said, leave your brother alone. And then after 2 minutes, the big brother came again and then he poked him there in the stomach. And I sat and I laughed. Right. And the father looked at me and I said, welcome to parenting. We all go through the same thing. I think I used to fight when I was small. I used to fight with my sister and my brother. And I was the baby. Right. I was the baby. But I also used to fight with them. Right. But as you grow up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes our hearts. Now, if y'all are going to continue fighting and screaming and choking and whatever it is, then those memories are going to be there in the back of your mind. And as you grow up, maybe Allah will make it such that we all know that we all have to die, right, one day. If our parents have to pass away, then who's our family? Is it not your baby sister and your... Well, you got two baby sisters. Is it not your two baby sisters? Yeah. Who's your family? Is it not your sisters and your brothers? Yeah. Your sister and brothers? Yeah. Is it not your brothers and sisters? Is it not your brother? So, fighting at home doesn't help. And it just stresses your parents out more and more and more. Am I right, Abdurrahman? Why does it stress your father out? Because every day, Uncle Ashraf will phone me. Mulana Abdurrahman! And I say, but Abdurrahman is an angel in madrasa. Aren't you an angel?
No.
Is he not an angel?
No.
Why is he not an angel?
I'm awake. He comes and kicks me and Humaira with the ball. Oh. And he hit me in my nose with the ball. And he dropped the ball on purpose on our heads. Yeah, and kicked my leg off.
That's a problem now. Now we have to sort that out. Okay, but we'll sort that out on another day, right? But this is the point I'm saying, is that we have to change at home. If we are kind, respectful to our siblings, we'll kill them with kindness. Kill them with kindness.
But Milana, whenever I try to hug my sister, she pushes me away.
It's okay. It's okay.
And she hits me and smacks me.
It's okay.
And pinches me.
You carry on doing it. A time will come when she'll hug you back. Isn't it? And right now, you're probably thinking, she'll never do that. But a time will come when she'll do that. Trust me, she will do that. Sahal, when last you hugged your brother?
None of us like physical touch.
Physical touch. Physical touch. What is physical touch? If I touch you like this here, no, don't touch me!
The last time, I don't
like hugs. But it's the sunnah.
I'll hug other people, not
you see, that's it. Right, you'll hug other people, but not your own brother. Why? Because you got it in for him. You want to punch his jaw in and break his teeth. But you can't do that. Because he's your brother. And he loves you dearly, isn't it?
We want your sweets, but if I need a kidney, he'll give me.
You won't share sweets, but if you need a kidney, you think he'll give you your kidney?
Deep down, everyone has love for the siblings. But you just don't show.
Okay. Inshallah, you won't need a kidney. First of all, Allah gave you a kidney, and we make dua that it remains healthy. And alhamdulillah. Okay, what are the questions you guys got? I said it's Q&A today. You guys have to pose the questions.
Thinking. That's a question.
That's a question. It's a statement. Sahal, you got a lot of questions. What troubles you? Nothing.
I know what troubles me.
Exams. One of the exams that you got to give in school is music and dance. How does that make you feel as a Muslim? Alhamdulillah. But how many years did you have to oblige to the system? One entire year. And if you didn't attend the music and dance class, what would happen?
I would suspend it first and then get expelled.
Really? That far? So now how did you fight your way out of it? And what did you tell the principal?
About my parents.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Allah grant you. Allah make you a person that will always stand up for Deen. So what did you tell the principal?
Vice principal said no.
So then what happened?
So then the vice principal got in trouble, and then all my problems happened.
No, good. But now you can't go in front of the vice principal because he doesn't like you.
He doesn't like me, but I'm friends with the principal.
See, it's a sharp boy. But that, and do you go to the same school? Do you have to do dance and music? So I think now you can go and fight it.
I don't know how to talk to the principal.
Why? I hear you talking here so much. Get your parents to talk to.
They won't go talk to the principal.
Must I come and talk to your principal?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Do you think it will help? Is the principal a good person? Will he understand? How many Muslims in the school?
All grades.
Yeah, all grades. Muslims, and 50 Muslims in this school are all subjected to music and dance classes. Imagine that. Isn't that shocking? And it's compulsive. Can't get out of it. How does that make you feel, Abdurrahman? You're doing homeschooling, right? And Allah is saving you. Humaira is also doing homeschooling. How does that make you feel about the system, the school system here? It's bad, eh? Imagine if. I don't know. How do you feel, Liana, having to do that? Or do you enjoy it?
Doesn't
feel good, eh? Because you're a Muslim. And they're making you jump around on the stage, and they're making you... What music do you have to play? Pianos and guitars and drums? And...
That's optional, but they make you dance with music playing in the background.
And then end of year when they have those jalsas, what they call it?
The school concerts.
And you'll have prom parties even. For what grade are you? Grade 5. Sure.
It's in grade 7. One of the last week of school, you get a break thing.
So do you go to school during the last week of school?
After exam, I know.
When does exams end? The following week after next week. That is the following week. You don't have to say the following week after next week. Next week and the following week. Okay, so you're looking at about end of the month, around the 26th, 28th of November. Okay, alhamdulillah. School is a very dangerous place. And I think it's good that you'll, Sahal, Liana, two of you, you'll never used to go to madrasa. So let me take you back last year. What did you used to do, Sahal, last year? After school, what did you used to do at home? You're getting home at 2:30, right? What did you used to do? Your homework? Madrasa where? Online. And you?
I would go home, eat something, and then go to madrasa. Or
go to madrasa where? Online?
No.
Then where?
But to another madrasa, and then, but I think on Thursdays I would go home and do online.
So you would go to madrasa, another madrasa, how many days a week?
3 days. And then
3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
And Thursday you used to do online. Fridays, holidays, Saturdays, holidays, Sundays, holiday. So this madrasa is very strict, that means.
No.
Our madrasa.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have 6 days a week madrasa.
Yeah.
Is that a good or bad thing?
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
There's a difference between
Maulana's not strict. Oh, Maulana needs to get more strict. Huh? No. Abdurrahman says Maulana needs to get more strict. Okay, let's talk about that, right? Because that's on your people's mind. If, what is your idea of, if the students are not learning their work, right? I'm giving you all chance now to talk your minds. If the student doesn't know his work, what punishment would you suggest? Okay, Abdurrahman. Stand on one foot. For how long? Do you think if I make you stand on one foot, holding your Quran and telling you to learn Surah Saf without any mistakes, you'd be able to do it? Or would your concentration be on your leg and the pain and the balance? That would be a challenge for you. No, you have to talk, it's radio. Okay. Humaira, what do you think an appropriate punishment would be for students that are just not learning their work? One is you're struggling, right? But here it's just out of, I know your capabilities. You 1 year with me, I know what you're capable of.
Sitting in the naughty corner until Maulana says
come. Where's the naughty corner?
Like stand.
Stand. Stand and learn.
In a corner.
In a corner. Facing where? The wall. And then I can't see your face. And you could just be looking at the wall and standing. And then you start thinking.
But you don't look at the wall, you look at me.
Look at me. Oh. Liana, what do you say?
Don't take break.
I was waiting for that one. Right. So every day you'll get a short break between 5 and 10 minute break. Occasionally we give you a 15-minute break, right? But that's just to refresh your people's minds, because you have a long day. Your day starts at 7, if not earlier, right?
I think the punishment would be to sit right in it.
And learn your work loud.
Everyone else must keep quiet, just you learn your work.
Okay, so the whole class must suffer. And this student who was naughty must benefit.
No, they must obviously read it and learn the work, but I'm just saying he must, the person who's sitting in class.
I got a better thing. All right. The boys who don't know their work from now on, they will sit on my lap.
That's not a punishment.
Trust me, it's a punishment for the boys.
I would do that.
You, my daughter, that's the difference. But the boys, imagine, I take Abdurrahman, our UFC champion boxer here in the madrasa, and I put him on my lap. And then I phone his father and I say, guess where your baby is? He's sitting on my lap. Imagine if your sisters and your brothers have to hear about that. What will they do to you when you come home? They'll finish you up. Yeah, they'll finish you up. The whole day. What will Ahmed do to you? He'll finish you up, he'll tease you the whole day, isn't it? So that's the good punishment for the boys, huh?
I think we're gonna put girls?
The girls? Well, you, I can't say I can put you on my lap, Humaira, because you will enjoy that. All right? You do like to sit on my lap. She does. I don't know. What's a good punishment for the girls?
That the boys get to stay in for break.
That the boys
yes.
get to sit in for break.
That's a great
Fadlala.
No, why don't the boys do Fadlala and the girls are not?
Okay, now the listeners don't know what is Fadlala. Fadlala is... Do you know what's Fadlala, Abdurrahman? Okay, so I'll do Fadlala and then I will try and explain it to the listeners. I just want to explain it to them. So it's basically a squat, right? You're squatting like this here, but your hands are under your legs and you're holding your ears.
And you have to be up.
Do you think you can do that?
So you go like this.
and then go.
Put a brick on your back.
No.
You're getting very violent here. Okay. Any other questions? Come. Who's got another question? We only got about 10 more minutes, 5 minutes. Any question? Islamic question.
Can you ask questions?
I got lots of questions to ask you.
So ask. Ask.
I want you to ask me any question on Islam. Anything. What is permissible? What is not permissible? No, what's in your minds? What happens?
If you're fasting and you vomit, but you don't vomit a mouth, but like you can vomit like a little.
It won't break your fast.
Okay. Are you allowed to buy shares or companies?
Shares in companies, provided those companies are dealing in halal products, then you can. How many of you guys got cell phones? Come on, speak the truth.
I have a tablet.
A tablet. Okay. So the tablets you'll use for school and schoolwork.
Mm-hmm. I put in my book.
What do you do with the tablet? Play games.
I play games.
Watch movies.
No.
What
I
else?
I only play games.
Okay. So why I'm asking about cell phones is, okay, all of your parents got cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And what ringtones do they have? Which one? That's a musical one. You can change your ringtone, you know that.
It's the alarm.
The alarm one.
Not the rhythmic one, it's just a loud.
Abdurrahman, your daddy and I got the same ringtone. I've already heard his phone ringing. Humaira, your daddy and I got the same ringtone. Are you confused?
Yeah.
Why are you confused?
Oh, not yet.
Liana, what ringtone?
I don't know.
But is it a musical ringtone?
I don't think so.
Okay. So if they are musical ringtones, then maybe slowly, nicely, they have to start encouraging our parents that, Mommy, Daddy, why do you have this ringtone? Doesn't sound good. Why don't you just put the old ringtone, tring, tring, you know, like my ringtone? Humaira says my ringtone sounds like a 1942 old phone. Was it kring, kring, isn't it? That's better, isn't it? Than having a song or a melody going on. Right?
Can you play like a nasheed for your ringtone?
You can play a nasheed, but the problem is now imagine you're sitting in the toilet and somebody phones you and now that nasheed starts.
What happens if your phone's far away in the toilet as well?
Your phone is?
Your phone is far away in the toilet. It's just
going to be. So over the last few months, I've come to learn to keep my phone on silent throughout the day, throughout the night. So if my phone rings now, it just vibrates. If I feel it, I feel it. If I don't feel it, tough luck. Because this phone can take up a lot of your time also. Phones are not good. So, yeah. All right, time for one more question. Abdurrahman. What question do you have that's on your mind? Nothing. You know everything. He's lying. I know he's lying. Abdul Rahman knows everything. He says he's the mufti of the class. Are you the mufti or the goofti? Sahal, Liana, what question do you have?
Nothing.
Okay, girls, when you all get in the car, is the first thing that you do is take out your burqas. First thing that you get home, you take out your burqas. Okay. So, it's good to wear your burqa at home also. Make it a habit. Because many times, small children, when they're eating, They don't eat with their burkas. They don't eat with their topis. Do you eat with your topi? Okay, you're going to start from today, inshallah, right? Abdurrahman, you full-time in kurtan topi, isn't it? Most of the time. Only weekends, you take it. So, he's laughing because the weekend, he seen me somewhere and he tried to duck me. Huh? Molala is here, I'm not wearing kurtan, I'm with brother. You and Yusuf. They tried to hide. And I wouldn't have seen them because I was looking down, right? I wouldn't have seen y'all. I was walking, I was looking down, and your father called me. Correct. He made salam to me. Otherwise, I would have walked right past y'all. I wouldn't have seen y'all. So you got caught. All right. Okay. So always eat with the topi on. And always go to the bathroom with a scarf or a topi on. Okay, Liana, you wear a topi when you go to the bathroom?
Topi.
Okay, I was just testing you if you're awake. Okay, all right. Anything else you all want to ask before we end off the program? Tomorrow is Akhlaq Imtihan for everyone.
Saturday.
Tomorrow.
But you said on Saturday.
Tomorrow is Akhlaq Imtihan for Liana, because she's not coming on Saturday.
Can I also go Imtihan tomorrow?
And then Saturday, I need to test a few students Islamic history who didn't do the Imtihan on Monday because they didn't study properly. Gee. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.
Why?
Can I do also mine tomorrow?
Under one condition, you come on Saturday. You will come on Saturday? Inshallah. Then I will test you. You will come on Saturday? You have to come. Because you're in the Maulana sky, isn't it?
Can I please do my imtihan tomorrow?
Okay, inshallah. Abdurrahman, you're going to do your imtihan tomorrow or Saturday? Tomorrow, but you're coming on Saturday. Okay. First time you got madrasa on a Saturday, it's hard, eh? To wake up. It's okay. You sleep after Fajr. On a Saturday, what time you get up? 15 minutes before madrasa. Isn't it nice staying near the madrasa? Bichara, Sahal, and Liana, and the other children from Century City, they have to drive 20 minutes. But they get more reward than you and I. You know that. Because they are coming from so far. And your parents are also getting reward, isn't it? Alhamdulillah. Did you ever thank your parents for bringing you to a madrasa? They gave you something to think about now. So when you jump in the car, you must thank your daddies and your mummies. What happened? What's he doing? Okay. All right. Jazakallahu khairan for participating in this evening's program. And that is going to bring us to the wrap-up of, what's the name of the program? You don't even know.
Olive
Express. Why is it called Olive Express?
Why?
Anyone?
Because you say express.
Because I say express. No. Why? This program started when? What inspired it to become the name Olive Express? Palestine. The olive trees in Palestine. Olive trees are many in Palestine. And that's what made us choose the name Olive Express. All right. Jazakallahu khairan for joining us. Until we meet again, inshallah, fi amanillah, from the learners of Madrasa Isha'atuddin.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.